I am the last of the famous international playboys. Boys of the famous international playboys. Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 4th of February. Episode number 743. That song came on the other day on the old on my what do you call it run through. Now that's what I call music. Not being able to do it because I didn't have any power. So I went back. I thought, oh, I know I got to there. So I put that on this morning. I think it's me. I am the last of the famous international playboys. I think that's me. I think that could be my, that could be the FTS anthem. Oh, I got a bollocking yesterday. She overheard me West Country bit. She overheard. I didn't realise she was down here listening. Came in, said, I'm a gobshite. She said, that wasn't funny, you're a gobshite, and walked off. There you go, not happy. I said to her just now, I'm off to do the podcast. She said, are going to be slagging off the West Country again? Oh, I love the West Country. It's a lovely place to visit. Visit, do not live there. Lovely place to visit. In a good mood. I wonder why I could be in a good mood. I wonder why. The old football results last night. Wasn't it beautiful? Didn't it just turn out nice? Again, I didn't watch it. Obviously, whatever it was. People panicking. Five away wins. I think most of them would have been expected bar the little Brighton Rock, eh? What a week they've had. Unbelievable, Jeff. But yeah, I think Everton fair fancy at Leeds. Tom Hill, and I see you tweeted me about Leeds, son. We'll deal with that at the end of the season, Tom. I'll deal with it then, son. I'll be Elsa Ball. Who else was there? Who else played last? Oh, the old Claret and Blues life. Yeah, that puts you in a mood for not singing. What is going on? Middle Earth can't do anything right, can they? All you had to do, hold them to a draw, would have been perfectly satisfactory. This is getting out of hand. This carpet business is getting out of hand. What have they got? 21 points out of 24. Dreadful. And tonight, Dr. Spurs are in town. I need to find something to do just so I don't get tempted to watch it. Fortunately, the power's back. Everything's back. We're all back to normal. Fully back. So I will be catching up and getting everything done. But yeah, Dr. Spurs are in town. Timo Werner hasn't scored for 12 games. He is generally about 6-4, I think, to score any time. I think there's about 27 quid at 3.4. There is 27. There's about 100, 200 quid at 3.3 and above on Betfair. Suck it all up. Dr. Spurs are in town. Timo nets tonight for certain. We cure everything. I'm absolutely dreading it. I cannot see any way. I think Chelsea, well, the price has come in a bit, but when they are up 2.24, they were the bet of the week for me. Suggsy, yeah, even Suggsy said, yeah, I'm worried. He's worried. He said, I'm hopeful we get something. So he's changing his tack. I genuinely can't see any way Spurs win the game. The form they're in, players missing. I thought Chelsea looked very good against Burnley. I had a bet in that game, so I watched some of that. And the bit I saw, they looked very organised. And it is just a matter now for them. I think if they get these top players, Werner and Havertz, performing, I think they will shoot up the table. So it will start tonight, I expect. Dr. Spurs in town, Werner cured. But yeah, what, City 1.22 now for the title. I think I probably will have, I won't have a big bet now, but I'll probably have a small. I obviously didn't factor in Liverpool getting beat by Brighton. I thought Liverpool would win that last night, but I will maybe have a small A before they play Liverpool. And obviously if Liverpool win, the price will shift a little bit. But my master plan, Liverpool winning, and then I thought only 4 points if then they play each other. I know City have got a game in hand, but it will be down to a point. But now it's looking hard work, particularly the way City are playing. What have we got for you today, my little troopers? As I say, I am back to normal. I've got a load of stuff to catch up on. Dave has emailed out over the training. We've got to sort all that out. I've got some of my spreadsheets that I couldn't get into. I've got to do those. Ultimate, I've got to tell you now, we've got Lee has reliably informed me we've got teams in Portugal playing Friday and Monday. So I'm going to have to do an ultimate process on Friday morning. I will then do one Monday morning, then do one Tuesday morning, just so that you're aware. So Monday's football won't be on tomorrow's process. There'll be a separate one on Monday. It's just relentless, isn't it, this football at the minute? Absolutely relentless. Whilst it's good from a punting point of view, I'll be happy to get a break sometime. I think we've got international break in March, if that goes ahead. What else have we got? Why am the lust of the famous international playboys? Steve Williamson, I mentioned him yesterday. His website is up now. SpectreRacing.co.uk. He obviously thinks he's some sort of James Bond character, doesn't he? SpectreRacing.co.uk, Steve? I know you told me about it. It is SpectreRacing.co.uk. So Steve's now got his website up. Sponsored by 007, obviously. I've got that tune in my head now. I am the last of the famous international playboys. I was going to do some heat maps for you, wasn't I? I forgot about that. Let's just have a quick look because I've done them. Let's have a little, see if I can give you one. A little gem for the weekend. Where are they? They're in there and there. I know you love these. I will update the goals. I'll try and do it before the weekend as well. The goal and goal time sheet on the website. I will try and get that done either tonight or first thing tomorrow, just depending. But try and get it done for you before the weekend. Don't hold me to it. Don't hold me to it. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Let's go over under 1.5. Over under 1.5, 2021. Doodle-a-doo-doo. Let's give you a little gem here. I gave you a French League 2 thing, didn't I, the other day, or French League 1 first half goal. Got another little gem for you. I know you love these. This one's good. This is over the last 18 months. Obviously, we've seen goals drying up in the Championship. Over the last 18 months, backing under 1.5 goals in the Championship, I'll just run the report, has seen 129 bets for 51 points profit if the under 1.5 is between 3.75 and 4.3. I know some people, a lot of people have a stigma about backing unders, but there are some great angles backing unders. I know we're sort of brought up to watch football and want goals and expect goals, but quite often there can be good value in the unders, and obviously the Championship is having a dry old spell at the moment. It will change at some time, but if you want to jump on the bandwagon, very low risk at the minute is backing under 1.5 goals, 3.75 to 4.3, 51.43 points profit in 129 bets. Some of these trends are worth jumping on. And we've got, what else have I got for you? Let's have one more. Let's give you another. We've got the old Super Bowl this week as well. Oh, yes, Serie A, unbelievable. Serie A, every price band over 1.5 is profitable. From 104 up to 1.51 over the last 18 months, every price band is profitable. But if you focus on where the price pre-kickoff, 5 minutes pre-kickoff, is 1.22 to 1.41, backing over 1.5 goals has got a nice profit on it. It's 15 points to those prices, but this is one of those situations where you can wait 15-20 minutes, and if there's not been a goal, dive in at sort of 1.6 and above, and it's a nice, again, nice steady upward curve. Been good in December, decent in January. Only losing month was October at the kickoff prices of minus 0.03. So again, a slow and steady one. Those of you looking to dip your toe in the water trading, markets like that are good because they are low risk for you. You know, and it gives you a chance to learn price movements, get used to being patient and waiting. So you could sit there, Serie A games where the price is 1.22 to 1.41, wait 20-25 minutes, get yourself in the market then and start to learn how markets move, and removing liability on goals, waiting till you get back to your entry price, all those sort of areas. That's where you can practice on markets like that, where a fairly low risk, and you're not going to go in and throw your money away, because you're going to get loads of winners. So it's a high, you know, high strike rate, low risk, and it's great markets for learning how to do it. So, you know, that's a good one. Serie A, if you see the price 5 minutes before, 1.22 to 1.41, we don't need to wait and say, I've had 42 billion dangerous attacks to enter. You can just go on that price brand blind, enter the market, 20, you know, set yourself a point, right, I'm going to wait 25 minutes. This is where discipline comes in, not jumping in too early. You might say, right, 25 minutes, I'm going to go in, and then enter, back it for a point, and then watch what happens as goals go in. As I say, first off, you might want to let it run. You might want to green up straight away. Get into that practice mode of what you want to do and be consistent. Really good market to learn. So there you go. Give you that one. Give you that all for nothing. All for nothing. I feel in a good mood today. I've started a new thing. It's been very good for me, actually. Dave has sort of come on board. Dave FTS, that's his name. He was actually called Dave FTS. And we've, obviously, it's strange times with lockdown, so the things you have plans, but obviously the volume of football stuff we want to get done there. But he said a few weeks ago, he said, what we got to do is try and communicate at least once a week, make sure we're on the same page, you know, make sure email's getting answered, this, that. And we've started booking a weekly meeting Thursdays, 9 o'clock. And I really enjoy them. It's actually really good. Clear all the clutter, get a clear plan for things that need to be done. It's been very positive for me. So, yeah, thank you, Dave. See, I actually look forward to him. When he first said, oh, Jesus Christ, I've got stuff to do on a morning. But I shift my work to a little bit later. I get up and do the FDD stuff, but then shift my work to a bit later. But my little 9 o'clock meetings with Dave, I mean, I thoroughly enjoy them. Very good. Organised, see. Right, where am I? Football today. I am the last of the famous international playboys. I'm losing the plot. I think I've had too much coffee this morning. I've had a cup and a half. I normally only have one coffee a day, but I've had a cup and a half. I'm halfway through a half decaf Nescafe Virtuo. Is it Nescafe? No. Is it Virtuo? I don't know. Whatever the machine is. Right, we have got not a massive amount of football night, a fair bit of Brazil on this evening, but we have got in Portugal a late first half goal out for Famalicão versus Morense. That's a 9:30 kickoff, so you'd be looking 9:50, 9:55. Just as the final whistle was going at Spurs, I suppose. Famalicão versus Morense, a late first half goal. And at 5 o'clock in Denmark, Midtjylland versus Sønderjysk. I don't know why they spell their name with a capital E on the end. Sønderjysk. It's always got a capital E on the end. Somebody there, our Scandinavian cousins, let us know. Cousins, that's what they all call each other down in Devon, isn't it? All right, cuz. stop it, Ian. Danish Superliga, Midtjylland versus Sønderjysk, late goal, so in the second half. So if there hasn't been a second half goal by late on, 75 minutes onwards, drip lay the current scoreline. So if it was 1-0, drip lay under 1.5, Midtjylland versus Sønderjysk. Super Bowl, I am, at the minute, I've done a little bit of work on that this morning. At the minute, given the weather, I think we're going to see rain. I am prone to taking the unders, and I almost can't believe I'm saying it, but I'm thinking of Tampa plus 3.5 is where I am at the minute. I just think that Tampa defence, I've just got a feeling, but the Tampa defence match up well against them, so I will confirm it all probably Saturday, but at the minute I'm looking at Tampa plus 3.5 and betting the unders, because with the weather I don't think we're going to see a lot of passing. I think we could see a bit more running game. I think Kansas will, you know, if they're behind, they can play quick. They're still expert as well at long drives, eating the clock up. And I think if the weather is a little bit iffy, then the overs is a bit optimistic, particularly given the nature of the game. I think you won't be seeing a blitz start. I think both teams will be feeling their way into it. I think the 3.5 Tampa may well trade. It could well be like last year where San Francisco raced out to a lead and then got reined back in. I think we might see a game like that. But yeah, I'll have all that and I will be up in the night. I may well join in the chat. I'm definitely going to be up watching that at the weekend. Right, that's it from me. I am the last of the famous international playboys. Right, have a lovely little Thursday. I'm definitely losing the plot. I think it's lockdown. Lockdown, summer in the city. I will be back with you tomorrow after I've done all the FTS business. Have a lovely Thursday. And I think I'll be thoroughly miserable tonight when Chelsea stuff Spurs.